We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have the great Cat Howe.
What's going on over there?
There was a shooter. Somebody that had a gun in the Capitol. Where we're going to take a vacation to. So that's what was what happened. We don't know who it is. We don't know what it is, but somebody tried to do something bad today. But there's no threat anymore. They were.
Ew, he's so gross.
Huh?
He's so gross.
Why?
He's rubbing his butt and he's licking where he rubbed his butt.
Yeah, he likes that.
So
he likes
gross.
The taste of his own
ass. That's gross. All right.
So well, how are you?
Good. Ready to get the day going. I'm ready to be in the gym. I'm ready to have fun.
Are you gonna tan?
I don't know yet. I have to get eyelashes, so that's like.
Okay. All right.
I don't know which one is more worthy yet.
Okay. All right. Well.
Are you ready?
Yeah. It'd be easy to get. If you didn't want to get the eye, if you didn't want to go in to get the eyelashes, you could easily be dropped off at your tan, your driver, your manservant.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Can drive to get your eyelashes.
Yeah.
And then come back to get you. So kill two birds with one stone. You have eyelashes and eyelash glue. You tan your beautiful young body.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. All right, let's do this.
All right.
Because we still got to take dogs out.
All right.
All right, so Janice Dickinson has been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, that's not good.
She found out 2 weeks ago. And the 61-year-old says she's going to get through it, and she's not going anywhere. So you can do it, Janice Dickinson. Beat it. Beat breast cancer.
I bet you Bill Cosby's not sending any condolence letters.
He probably has no money to even mail anything out.
He's got a lot of money. Go ahead.
All right, so Rooney and Kate Mara. Kate Mara is the girl that you like.
Oh, I love Kate Mara. Is it Mara?
Mara.
Yeah,
Mara.
I love her.
I didn't realize. I knew they had the same name, but I just didn't think anything of it because there are people in the industry that do have the same name. But they are sisters. And they're teaming up with
Who
Humane
is
Society.
She, though, Rooney
Mara? Rooney Mara was the one in Carol with Kate Blanchett, the one that was nominated, the lesbian.
Huh, okay.
It's her.
Yeah.
She's also the one from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Okay.
And I know she's done a couple other things.
Okay, I love like Kate Mara. I love her.
But that's the things that I know Rooney Mara from.
Okay.
But they are teaming up with the Humane Society, U.S. Humane Society, and the International Humane Society on saving chimpanzees in Liberia since the New York Blood Center gave up on them. There's over 60 chimpanzees that are just out in Liberia that need help, but it's like every month the Humane Society is spending $20,000 to make sure these chimpanzees don't go extinct. And the Mara sisters are, hey, what's up, New York Blood Center? Why'd you give up on them after 30 years? That's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. All right, so they're going to save chimps. I like chimpanzees. I like monkeys. Monkeys are cool.
They pee on tigers whenever they feel threatened. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessary peeing, but they definitely spray out something.
All right, well.
Sean Diddy Combs is launching a charter school in Harlem. It will be called Capital Preparatory Harlem Charter School. It opens this fall. He's teaming up with Dr. Steve Perry, who is the founder of Capital Prep Magnet School out in Connecticut. And he's teaming up with other high top board members to bring this school.
That's funny because I just was talking about that.
About the school?
Well, close. I was talking about, in a nutshell, how Donald Trump has been talking about foreign policy and talking about putting America first. And I brought up the fact that I have said pre-Trump, you know, year ago, year and a half ago, we should be always doing things America first. And why do people like Oprah Winfrey and other individuals go and build a school in Africa,
mm-hmm.
build a prep school for African girls? And why do we build or buy desks for kids? And why don't we do that here? Why don't we go and build a school in, I said Baltimore, but you said
Harlem.
Diddy's doing it in Harlem. But why don't we do that? The amount of money that we spend on overseas projects because we want to be nice is kind of silly, considering we have places here in America that could use those schools.
Yeah.
And desks and food and clean water. I mean, we here need that. Sure, other countries do, but that's not our problem. And we need to start taking that position. And it's a position that we haven't always had. So when you say it, people give you this stink eye look, like they're giving Trump now. Like the uber liberals are giving Trump this look like, what? But it's like, well, why don't you take care of your own? Why do you want to take care of people in other countries? Worry about people here. And if we did that, our country would be a lot better than it is today.
And there are places in United States that might as well be in Indonesia or in
Syria, you could go places in Georgia, you go places in Louisiana. Hell, you go to places in California where people live in these shacks. And I mean, you drive through Palmdale. You drive through Bakersfield.
Yeah.
You drive to Barstow. You go to some of these places and look at some of these houses and some of these, you know, little towns. And you're thinking to yourself, this is America? Like, this is America? Kids in you know, diapers sitting out in the front lawn and flies around. I mean, it's pretty shocking. And instead of going and giving millions of dollars to Africans or Yazidis or Iraqis, and you know, we see these pictures of these Syrian refugees, and we're all, oh, whoa, man, there's thousands of people that look like that in the United States that need food and shelter, and we just turn our backs on them, and it's insane. So I'm glad P. Diddy, I'm not a big P. Diddy fan, but I'm glad that he's actually doing something like that.
Yep.
So
Robert De Niro has pulled a controversial documentary about anti-vaccines, and from his Tribeca Film Festival, because of all the backlash that it was getting, because it was basically spilling the secrets and what the United States CDC is hiding and the truth that needs to come out about vaccines.
Yeah, I'm surprised that De Niro did what he did. Like, I'm surprised that he buckled, because It's just a PC crowd, and it's a PC move, and it's a PC thing where everybody was screaming at him saying, how can you put this film out and say that vaccines are bad? How can you do this? You can't do this. This is wrong. This is irresponsible. And he went, okay, I won't. So it's kind of bizarre that he buckled, so to speak, and succumbed to the PC crowd. But hey, it is what it is.
I think because he's old and he's like, I don't feel like arguing.
Yeah, I don't feel like having the heat. I don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think, for the most part, when people go, well, Hollywood's liberal, I don't think all of Hollywood is liberal. I think there's just a lot of people in Hollywood that don't want to deal with getting heat from studio executives that happen to be liberal and fans, and they just don't want to deal with it. People like John Voight they're fine with dealing with it, but there's people that just don't, they just don't want to deal with it. It's like, I'm not going to deal with, a studio executive calling me up going, I didn't know you were a Republican.
Yeah.
Why are you a Republican? What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Well, that's crazy. And then having their Twitter blow up and people screaming at them going, I'm never going to go see your movie again. You're an a-hole. So I think
nobody wants to deal with that.
Yeah. They're like, I'm just not going to deal with it. So I'm going to stay out of politics. I'm not going to.
You got to think, and he's been a very boisterous person his whole entire life. And at, 75 years old, he's like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. It's like, you guys want me to pull the movie? Fine. I pulled the movie.
Because he even said, he didn't, it wasn't the outcome he thought it would have.
Yeah. His
whole thing was like, I was not expecting this much backlash.
Yeah. He said it was about having a discussion about it. He said he didn't agree or disagree. He said it's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to show it and people could watch it. And then people can dissect the movie and say, that was BS. That's what a movie is. It's art. It's supposed to be at times thought provoking. It's supposed to invoke a reaction.
Yeah.
He goes, and there's the reaction. He got so much heat from the PC world that,
he
pulled it. I mean, that's messed up, but whatever.
Well, Mariah Carey has canceled her Brussels performance last night due to security concerns. Sorry, time tested over here. It's like, what are you doing in Brussels anyway, a week after the place was bombed and shot up? And shouldn't you be in Vegas? That's all I was thinking. It's like, I thought she was in Vegas right now doing like my body or touch my body or worship my body or whatever she does. It's like, girl, you're crazy.
Yep.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
Sports news.
Tell me something I want to
know. Kobe Bryant will be playing the last 9 games of the Lakers regular season.
Mm-hmm.
He has 4 more home games left.
Oh.
You can't believe it. It's creeping up on that old man.
Yeah.
So sad. He did miss 16 games due to shoulder and Achilles injuries, though.
It's like every game they play, and it's, whatever the final team is, like, everybody comes over and, just engulfs him with hugs and kisses, and it's like
it's
their last time they're ever gonna play against them.
It's Kobe. That'd be kind of cool if we could go see, but we're just so busy with traveling that we'll be able to.
Plus, aren't the tickets just ridiculous?
Because the farewell tour. Yeah.
Even in the upper deck, aren't they hundreds of dollars?
They start at like $150.
It's a lot of money.
It is. Blake Griffin is cleared and has begun his.
Said he's cleared.
He's cleared on his hand injury for punching the staff member.
Okay.
And now his 4-game suspension has started. He has 1 down.
Okay.
A few more to go.
Man, he's been out for a while.
But he will be back for the last 7 games.
Okay.
And they clinched a playoff seed last night without him. So congratulations, Clippers.
Well, that's good.
I like the Clippers.
All right, what else?
So Jason Hayward, the Cubs outfielder, was stung many times in the head and neck by bees. Or they had to delay the game for 5 minutes.
With bees?
Yeah, he got stung like 20 times.
Okay.
And then he came back and hit a home run.
What the hell were they playing where there was bees?
It's the Cubs.
It's so probably
he's an outfielder.
Yeah, no, so but it was like just all of a sudden.
And the fans in that area were like covering those blankets, like, oh hell no.
That's pretty funny.
I would too.
Yeah. All right. What else?
So Dawn Brown, the coach of women's basketball at Prairie View A&M.
Okay.
Has been fired.
Uh oh.
For suspending 2 players
uh-oh.
who were dating.
Oh, okay.
And it says that you cannot, this is the thing.
A women's basketball team and two of the players were dating each other.
Yeah.
Go, because they're lesbians.
But this
go
is the
figure.
Thing. No, this is the thing. This
go
is,
figure.
This is the thing, because they're taken to court.
Okay.
Because Coach Brown is saying in the rules, it says there's no non-professional relationships with other players, with coaches, with any team within your team.
Yeah.
Cannot be done.
Okay.
But they're firing her for discrimination of the two dating. And she's like, I don't care to date, but it says in the